From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. It's not Thanksgiving at home, but for the 180,000 troops serving in Afghanistan or Iraq, a turkey feast courtesy of the Pentagon will have to be the next best thing. President Obama is thanking the troops for their sacrifice. Within days, the president is due to announce whether he will send thousands more troops to Afghanistan to fight the Taliban. An inquiry into Britain's role in the Iraq War is in its third day. British former Ambassador Christopher Meyer told officials that then National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice mentioned Iraq just hours after the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
She said, well, there's no doubt this has been an al-Qaeda operation. But at the end of the conversation, is we're just looking to see whether there could possibly be any connection with Saddam Hussein.
Authorities are looking into the events leading to the 2003 invasion and through July of this year. Today is the first anniversary of the attacks by Islamist militants on the Indian city of Mumbai. The gunmen killed more than 160 people. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, the victims are being remembered anew.
India's marking the occasion with speeches, prayers, candlelit vigils and memorial services. Television screens are flooded with the now familiar footage of Mumbai's burning Taj Mahal Hotel, one of two hotels the gunmen attacked, along with a Jewish centre, a popular cafe and a crowded railway terminal. Survivors and relatives of the dead have been telling their painful stories anew to the media. With remembrance, though, comes soul-searching. Questions about whether, in the last year, India's politicians have introduced effective security measures to help protect their people. The Mumbai attackers sailed in from Pakistan and are believed to have been members of the Pakistan-based militant group Lashkar-e-Taiba. Soon after the carnage, India froze its peace dialogue with Pakistan. The worry now is that there'll be another similar attack with much more serious consequences for the region. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
Four NBC TV stations in the South have refused to run a holiday ad by PETA, which promotes veganism. NPR's Margot Adler has more.
The commercial features a young girl saying grace at Thanksgiving dinner.
Dear God, thank you for the turkey we're about to eat, and for the turkey farms where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive, and for when turkey gets kicked around like a football and killed.
Brad Moses, the general manager of WNCN in Raleigh, North Carolina, said he decided to ban the ad because it was not appropriate for the spirit of the parade. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Well, this time of year, there is always a big party, though, in Manhattan. Washington, D.C.'s Ballou High School's majestic marching knights belting out an old Michael Jackson tune during the 83rd annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. You're listening to NPR News. U.S. financial markets are closed today for Thanksgiving, but in Europe, stock prices have been falling. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Shares on London's FTSE 100 index were down more than 3% today, while the German DAX saw a similar decline. Earlier in the day, prices in Asia also slipped. Markets have been rattled by the bombshell announcement yesterday that the Gulf Emirate of Dubai is having trouble paying back its debts. For the past decade, Dubai has been a showcase of conspicuous wealth, building glitzy skyscrapers in the desert and man-made islands with whimsical shapes. But much of that development was built on credit. And now the government-owned conglomerate Dubai World is asking for more time to repay its debts. That news is spooking financial stocks, especially in companies with heavy stakes in the Persian Gulf. Martin Costi, NPR News.
A prominent member of a pro-government clan in southern Philippines is in police custody for the deaths of 57 people during an ambush this week. Andal Ampatuan Jr. is accused of orchestrating Monday's attack on a rival politician's convoy. He denies any involvement. The Ampatuan clan helped elect President Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo and her allies. Filmmaker Roman Polanski is being released on bail in Switzerland while he fights extradition to the U.S. But Swiss authorities say his movements will still be monitored. Polanski fled the U.S. over 30 years ago, just before he was going to be sentenced for having sex with a minor. Polanski was arrested in September when he flew to Switzerland to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award. If extradited, the Oscar-winning director faces up to 2 years in jail. This is NPR News.